أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we've been looking at this month of the Hijjah and preparing for the day of Arafat. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Hijj al-Arafat. The Hajj is Arafat. Hajj is from Hajjah, to intend, to go to head for. And there are so many ayat in the Quran that refer to the Hajj. But we're going to look at Arafat. And the Prophet said, the reason why the Hajj is Arafat is because of the abundance of God's rahmah and forgiveness of every sin on that day. And thus the day of Arafat, wherever you are in the world, is probably the most important aspect of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. You know, there is a hadith which says those who weren't able to achieve their purpose and goal on Laylatul Qadr, or those who weren't forgiven on that day, Arafat is the last opportunity in the year for them. It's blessedness, if I can say it. It's sacredness, it's holiness, weighs the same as the night of Qadr. In days, there is no bigger day than Arafat. And in nights, there is no greater night than Laylatul Qadr. And somehow, we do not see that. We really, really got to take this day seriously. And the real valuable moments on this day are between Dhuhr and Maghrib. You know what? If you can't take the whole time off, at least take some time out. Lay out your plans of how you will reach your full potential. Soften your heart to allow divinity to take you there step by step. Arafat is called Arafat because it's the day of Ma'arifah, the day of knowing your Rabb and recognizing Him. And the hadith that I quoted on the previous talk, whoever recognizes himself recognizes his creator. Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu. It's narrated for this day. So let's look at some practical steps. Make the longest dua list you have ever made. Remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Prophet Musa. Ya Musa, ask for the salt in your dough, the laces in your shoes. You know, ask for everything, the micro, the macro. Make a list, make a big chart if you have to. And probably the best thing to do is to use Dua al-Arafah of Imam Hussein al-Islam as your foundation for the list. We will look through some of the extracts in it. But for today, just in a very short form, Imam Hussein in Dua al-Arafah makes us realize that we as human beings are incredibly powerful. And we are a creation that are capable of reaching divinity. When I say divinity, I mean reaching that closeness to divinity. He makes us realize that realization comes by looking within the quietest aspects of one's being, looking within. Life will always throw a curveball at us. We need to keep alert and awake. The mind can hide from the truth and create all sorts of fabricated illusions about what truth is without really surrendering to what is here now. Imam makes us realize that deep down, the ego knows that it's not real and that one day it will die. But Imam teaches us that you don't have to wait. You know, you can transcend that ego now. And the key to reaching one's full potential lies in thankfulness. Literally in thankfulness. The thread through this whole dua is shukr. And because our main theme is journaling the Quran, maybe we could journal or we could highlight the ayah of shukr. There are lots of ayat, but this one in particular, Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, ayah 7. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَعَذَّنَا رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَقَرْتُمْ لَعَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And when your Rabb announced, he made it known, he uses the word ta'adhana, like adhan, to announce. What did he announce? If you are thankful, I will increase for you. And the human being is always looking for increase. Prophet Dawood alayhi salam said, Ya Rabbi, how can I thank you? For my thankfulness is a blessing which itself requires thanksgiving. And Allah revealed to him and said, Ya Dawood, when you have known that every blessing that you enjoy is from me, you have thanked me. That's the first step, to acknowledge it, to acknowledge the blessings. So shukr in essence is manifesting his blessings through word, deed and intention. And probably if I can say, bottom line from everything, is give out of yourself as much as possible. Just like Surah number 3, Ali Imran, Ayah 92. And this is the crux of Hajj. And it's related to Prophet Ibrahim. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تَحِبُّونَ. You will never, never achieve your full potential of goodness unless you give out of what you love the most. So what I'm trying to say is, when we make this list and we write down this long dua list, maybe the most important part of this list is, how can I serve humanity so that I leave the world a better place than what I found it in? Inshallah, we will continue with preparation for the day of Arafah. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who have recognized our full potential and are able to strive for it. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.